Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome back to Peace Building Nation. So, let's get into it. Oklahoma Sooners. Let's break down their schedule. Looking at their schedule right now, it looks to me like they'll be 10-2, 9-3. The reason I say 10-2 is because they always have that one game they lose in the Big 12 that they shouldn't lose. On paper, it looks like, honestly, they should only lose one game, and that's at Ohio State, but you got to know how that works out. Well, let's get into the offseason nonsense first, because people want to know, and I said this last time, do you think Bob Stoops will retire? And I think Bob Stoops isn't retired. I think he simply is going to look for another job because he couldn't get along with the new president. So that's number one. Is Lincoln Riley in over his head? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Could be perfect timing for him. Could be too much for him. But we never know until the season actually starts. So I'm wondering, though, how much longer Kansas is going to give David Petty to get together. I think it's fair to give him 4 years, so maybe this season and next season. But I don't see Bob Stoops at his age sitting out more than a year. So we just have to sit back and analyze and wait and see what happens. There will be some jobs coming up, but people also got to remember Bo Pelini is at Youngstown State right now. And who just sued Ole Miss? What's his name? Houston Nutt. He just sued Hugh Freeze or whatever. He wants to get back in. Tommy Tuberville wants to get back in. And Les Miles wants to get back in. So we'll see what happens. But obviously they got UTEP at home. That should be an easy win, easy blowout, easy victory. On the road against Ohio State, you know, I love Big 12 Nation, and usually I'm like, okay, we have a chance. But last year was the chance when they had it at home. Going on the road against Ohio State without veteran Bob Stoops there, in addition to that, Ohio State's already pissed off that they didn't do what they were supposed to do in the playoff. So it's a lot of things that are going on right now that is going to be a factor in Ohio State probably playing their best football going into this game. Now, next after that, they got Tulane at home. And then they got Baylor. Then after they get Baylor at home, no, excuse me, I got Baylor. That should be an easy win. I mean, I know everybody likes the Matt Rule hire, but I don't think he'll have them competing against Oklahoma in the first year. I don't know where Baylor's going to go, but we will see. Iowa State should be an easy win. Matt Campbell's probably going to need 2 more years to rebuild that program. Texas should be a win, but you never know. Nobody has ever predicted that game perfectly. So we'll see what Tom Herman does. At Kansas State, that might be that one. Where I said they'll be 10-2, that might be that second loss. Could be Ohio State and Kansas State, or we'll see what happens. Next, you got Texas Tech. Should be a win at home. Ooh, Oklahoma State. If they beat Kansas State, they probably lose Oklahoma State. If they lose to Kansas State, they beat Oklahoma State. You never know. It's always a fight and a barn burner when Oklahoma and Oklahoma State fight, especially the last 3 or 4 years. The game has meant so much. TCU at home, they should be able to win that. Kenny Hill will, I think, do a good job and get TCU 7 or 8 wins this year, but I don't think it'll be the TCU that we saw with Andy Dalton and some of the other recent years where they were winning, you know, 10, 11 games. Kansas. At Lawrence, Kansas. Easy win. sounds mean, but it's reality. And then West Virginia home will be a tough one, but they should win at home. So, like I said, it really ain't much to go over in this. I just wanted to make sure I did this. I know I was supposed to do this preview 4 or 5 days ago. But I just see it simply being 10-2. If they go 11-1, amazing. Now, if they beat Ohio State, I mean, they shut everybody up, and I say there's no excuse for them not to be undefeated. But we know Oklahoma, down the stretch, they'll find a way to lose a Big 12 game that they should easily win. So I'm just going to play it safe and go 10-2, 11-1. And we will see where it goes from here. We'll see if this young coach keeps his job and he's really the next Oklahoma coach, or if it'll be too much pressure from the alumni and the boosters and they run him out of there, because this is what the president doesn't understand. A lot of times when you're replacing a guy like Bob Stoops, the expectations are so high. So you already got the cards stacked up against you. Now, if you do great, that's fine, but there still will be little threads of people in your fan base that may never like you because of the way you're hired. And the only way you get rid of them is if you do something amazing and have a great 5-year run. Because then after that, you can always leave, or those people who you have, you know, brought into the fan base that have got used to you, you know, they can have your back, or the boosters, I should say. However, if Oklahoma goes 9-3, 8-4, 9-3, 8-4, Lincoln Riley won't be there much longer. And they'll probably try and go get a new big name coach to rebuild the dynasty that they want. So we will see, you know. But I got the Sooners 10-2. You can always leave a comment on the Facebook page, on the website. Let me know if you agree, disagree. I got them losing to Ohio State and then obviously getting upset by one Big 12 team because it happens every year. But best of luck to the Sooners. Hoping the Sooners fans take it personally. It's just reality. I don't see any Big 12 team being undefeated this year. However, if we do get an undefeated team, man, we better get the playoff, because who was that 2 years ago when it was TCU or Baylor? That was so frustrating that they wanted to put TCU in there. And they said, talking about how great SEC was, and TCU literally destroyed, and I mean destroyed Ole Miss in their bowl game. So it's up in the air, guys, but we'll see what happens. But then again, a one-loss Big 12 team can still get in the playoff because of what other conferences are doing. So it's college football. You never know what's going to happen, man. I just can't wait for the season to kick off. That's my prediction for the Sooners, 10-2, 11-1 at the best. I think they will tie for the Big 12 championship with somebody, and we'll go from there. Next, I think I'm going to do Oklahoma State's preview, talk about their schedule since they start school so early. Then after that, we'll do West Virginia's preview, Iowa State, Kansas, and we'll finish out with Texas Tech. And we'll see what the young coach can do out there in Lubbock. Let's see if Cliff Kingsbury can get him the 7-8 wins this year. Because if they miss a bowl game 2 years in a row, they're going to be in trouble. So we'll see. Big 12 Nation. Oklahoma, Sooners preview. All the turmoil, new coach, new coaching staff overall. We will see what Lincoln Riley can do with the Sooners. All right, have a good one.